Bob Ketterly never set out to be famous or have others recognize his deeds. He just wanted to do something nice for his community. But drive into this town today, and you'll quickly see what people thought of Bob. They painted it on the water tower. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1981, Bob Ketterling went to an amusement park auction near Rapid City. He came home with the pieces to a 1925 Parker carousel. He put it back together, and it was soon placed just across from the courthouse here in Falkton, South Dakota. Bob passed away in 1988, but his wife Loretta says he kept regular hours when kids could come ride, always for free.
When Bob had a spare time, he would start the merry-go-round just like the Pied Piper. The kids would flock in here like you wouldn't believe.
In fact, while we did this interview, kids heard the carousel music, and soon a few had stopped by for a ride on an off hour. Bill Becker operates the carousel today, at least 3 days a week during the summer.
There's times when the horses are all full. There's a good crowd usually, though.
Bill says the carousel is in great shape, especially for a ride that's about 100 years old. It's become one of his favorite things to do in retirement.
I enjoy it. I have great-grandkids, and they all have fun. It's the smaller kids, it's still a big treat. You watch those little kids as they go around, and they're holding on, but they're not afraid, but they just think it's the best thing, and some of them will reach down and pat the horse.
In 1988, the city dubbed itself the Carousel City, painting the title on the water tower in honor of Bob, who had brought the merry-go-round to town. Loretta still enjoys stopping by to see the item her husband bought and restored, and has in turn brought so much joy to the small town's kids.
It'd be special to him. He was just very quiet about it. He never bragged about it or anything. It's just something he wanted to do.
The carousel is free to ride and is a piece of living history in this small town. Traveling the countryside in Falkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.